name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people over at julieland.com. Today, as always, I am joined by the man who never masturbates, Mr. Richard Avery.
Who needs to? But when I do,
yeah,
you know what I use?
Your hand?
No.
Well, you know, I don't really masturbate anymore because I have a girlfriend. And exactly. It's not because we have these copious amounts of sex. It's because I just feel weird that she's in the other room. And, you know, I'm not a teenage boy, so I don't jerk off into the shower.
What happens if you were jerking off and your girlfriend walked in you jerking off?
I would be embarrassed. The ex-wife did that to me once, and I was actually a little traumatized. That bothered me. Yeah. So I just don't do that. So she's out of town right now. And so I've masturbated like 3 times in the past 24 hours.
You're reacquainted with your right hand.
Exactly. It's like, it was like, ooh, the old girlfriend.
It's kind of like, ooh, dirty. I missed you.
Yeah. No. It's like, wow. You know, 90 seconds and I can move on to the next time. It's good. It's fun. It's not like I'm sitting there trying to please myself. It's like, let's knock this shit out. Have some fun. You know.
And I gotta go see Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I'm gonna miss the start time.
Fuck you. That was a great show. But a shitty movie. Great show, shitty movie. Okay. So today, since we're talking about masturbation, we didn't bring her in for this, but we figure why the fuck not? Let's talk about it. Today in studio we have Miss Angela White.
Hello.
Hello.
Good on you, mate.
Oh my god. So the Australian stuff is,
I know.
I'm bad at this. There's like shrimps on a Barbie.
No.
We don't even call them shrimp.
I know.
What do you call
prawns.
Them?
Prawns.
Prawns, that's right.
We call them like crawdads or something.
No, that's different. Now, my thing with Australians is that thing I had to get used to 20 years ago was, instead of like we would say, how you doing, but down there it's how you going. And mm-hmm. I was like, going where? Where am I going?
Wait, wasn't it a prison colony? Did you have to like get out for good behavior to come here?
I'm a bad girl.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, and I know Crocodile Dundee. So basically, that's not a knife. This is a knife. That's it. That is my knowledge. But you know what I do know something about is masturbation. And I just read on Twitter and heard some sort of possibly press release or something that you have a new Fleshlight that's going to be coming out.
That's right. I'm the next Fleshlight girl. I'm the first Australian Fleshlight girl. So it's very exciting.
Very nice. Very nice.
Woo!
Oh, and the studio audience is now applauding.
Yeah, Phoenix Marie, my very own studio audience. I just
yes.
What's the sound of one woman clapping?
Please, okay, if you're going to do that, please clap your ass. Please. Round of applause. Bounce that booty for me.
So now my question for that is, how did this all happen? Getting Fleshlight. Did they come to you? You go to them?
Did
they see your pussy?
I did.
Yeah. Who did you fuck?
Have you not seen my pussy? It's so beautiful.
Okay, hold on. Keep talking. Let's.
He's going to look it up.
I'm looking.
No, go on. I've got plenty of pictures on my Twitter.
No, it's fine. So how did you go about getting this?
So they contacted me. They're opening up on Australian shores, as you want to put it, and they liked my pussy.
Mm-hmm.
They liked my work, and so, yeah.
So then they just said, hey, how'd you like a Fleshlight? And
well, it was a little bit, it wasn't that simple. Right. I mean,
hey, you're Australian, we're going to Australia. You want to have a Fleshlight?
No, they were looking for the next Fleshlight girl. They liked my look. They liked what I'd done with my branding. They said, look, we want to learn a little bit more about you. Can you send us, you know, some information about you, about your brand, about what you're about. And they like.
Who'd you have to sleep with to get the final deal?
I didn't have to sleep with anybody.
Oh, come on.
No, really.
Like, everybody has to sleep with me to get on Julie Land. Phoenix Marie did it like 5 times.
Oh, so that's why I'm not on there right now.
Exactly.
Right now I do. Okay. Now I understand.
So I am actually currently flipping through Twitter. And so far I've not really seen a vagina.
You've seen my
but
boobs.
I've seen a lot. What size are your boobs?
32 double G.
Okay, like, we don't normally ever ask that question on this show, but
and all natural. Can you believe they're the only things that aren't molded now?
Wow.
Of all the things.
Well, that's what I was going through here, and I was looking for the vagina, and I saw a butthole, which was quite fantastic.
Thank you.
I see these pictures of, like, looks like some sort of plaster Paris or something on your vagina.
Molding. So that's how they create the Fleshlight. They actually mold directly from my body.
Okay, so now do they push it in further? Is it because it's obviously not just the outside? No, it is.
It's just the outside. So what happens? You have to arouse yourself to actually mold. They won't take the mold until you're aroused, because as you get aroused, blood rushes to the area, it engorges, and it naturally.
And so, what, to get you aroused, do they just kind of wave cash in front of you?
No, it's a Hitachi or a magic wand.
I thought
the way I get
girls, money doesn't turn me on. I actually hate money. I hate touching money. I just know. It's true.
The way I get girls turned on, I usually just go, here's my platinum card.
I don't like money. I hate shopping. I only like money because of the things it can get me, like food. That's like, it's a means to an end.
Money gets freedom.
I am so confused right now.
You are, when are
I am
you?
Very, very confused.
I like
confused.
Sex. That's what I like.
That's not
sex.
What I heard.
So she does nothing but content trades is what she's saying right here.
That's not what I heard.
What did you hear?
Oh, I heard you don't like sex.
What? Who said that?
I think I did.
Well, because I haven't fucked you yet. Wait, so that's
why you're not on Julie Land. Come on.
Wait, 34 double G is what you said? Oh, my God.
Well, actually, I'm 32, but depending on the brand, it can be 30. But yeah, around that size.
Okay. Now,
and, you know, it changes month to month, changes whether I've had a massage, if I had enough sleep. The boobs,
They're alive.
But they're big.
That's usually when I know that Alex is on her period, is they jump by like 25%. And I'm like, well, hello there, titties. Oh.
Yeah. And then they go away.
It's like, now I know why they're so much bigger.
So can I ask, how long have you been doing porn?
It depends how you define porn, because I
define porn, taking your clothes off and getting naked.
Well, then, since I was 18.
Okay. That's all I need to know.
Yeah. People, Phoenix was pulling a face. Glamour modeling. He just defined porn as taking your clothes off and getting naked. So
porn is fucking.
Yeah.
Porn is
No, I don't think it's fucking. It's anytime you do something of erotic nature for money.
Well, then 18.
I think like bad food could be porn. A bad meal is like porn.
We don't normally have
a bad
the studio
photo
audience.
Is porn.
The studio audience doesn't normally comment on this. This is a special episode more with Mo.
Well, if I don't, she'll punch me.
Otherwise, Mo, your mic will be in your butthole.
Exactly. No, my question. Since you're 18, you've been doing this. And did you ever think that someday you'd have your pussy molded and you'd have...
No, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's an honor.
Yeah.
My vagina. It's going to be out there in people's little hands, hot little hands.
Well, I'm going to have...
Oh, and my ass and my butthole.
Okay, that's what I did want to note is I don't know if this is a retouched photo or not, but...
Well, that's a screen grab, so it doesn't give you a really good idea.
Whoa, that's a... No, it doesn't matter. I don't care about the vagina. She has a flawless, tiny, itty-bitty little butthole that looks like she has never pooped. I mean, that thing is...
I've seen those kind of buttholes. They are like, that's beautiful. Nothing ever has gone in or out, and they're just beautiful. But then all of a sudden, after a few drinks... And
you're
a few
putting a softball up there.
Yeah, like all sorts of crazy shit goes on, and I'm like, oh my God,
this literally looks
camera.
Like a pinprick. I mean, that's impressive. Now, the question
everybody
is...
Everybody likes my butthole. Everybody wants to put things in my butthole, especially that lady over there. Special people get to. This lady gets to
put... It's anal training. It was her first anal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, really? Wait.
That
so
came
you
out yesterday.
You don't do anal on camera, then?
Very good. Not on camera. Yet.
Oh.
Well, I mean, Phoenix Marie just did my anal training, so that's on camera. Her big black strap on.
Is that where you kind of anal train? You go like, heel, sit, roll over, heel, sit.
There's a part where I say, it's only because I love you, I'm starting with the small toy.
Should we just bring the studio audience in on mic so we can hear?
Yeah, come on.
No. Phoenix, if she does something good, do you like give her a little dog biscuit? Good job.
Yeah, she slaps me.
Normally I slap her, or I just give her a treat, which is normally an orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I got it.
Yeah. Okay, so then going back to the butthole here, because I want to fuck this butthole.
Okay. Get
so the question is there a fleshlight of your butthole?
They've taken a mold. So
oh, so there's, no, so
there's
all three holes are available.
Not the mouth. They didn't do the mouth. They're discontinuing the mouth. Well, they haven't done my mouth. So my butthole, you don't need my mouth.
No. The butthole.
She gags a lot, so it's fun.
So, have you played with a fleshlight before? Have you seen like what's like? Obviously, you don't have a dick to put in there, but have you fingered it?
Yes.
And felt like what it's like?
Oh my goodness! Oh, I wish I'd brought the.
Why you were gonna let Mo fuck it under the table while he interviewed you? That,
that could have been funny. That would have been funny.
I've actually never used one of these products, fleshlight. If you'd like to send me something, I would be more than willing to review it for my blog. Actually, one of the jokes that I wanted to do was I had Asa Akira on the show, friend of the show. I did a scene with her about a year ago for Asian Mouth Club, and she
sucked your dick.
She sucked my dick, and it was amazing. she's a female performer of the year. She knows how to suck a dick.
Oh, that's acting.
But we went through, and they have a fleshlight mouth one of hers. So I thought it'd be funny is to do a review of her versus her own fleshlight.
That would be awesome.
Because I think the fleshlight will have more personality.
Ooh! Whoa!
Austin beat his ass.
Austin ain't coming back to the show anytime soon.
Exactly. But no, I thought that would be funny to do a review between the two, and it would suck if the fleshlight was better.
I did. My first time seeing it, I saw Misty Stone's pussy. I compared it next to her fleshlight, and it looked really natural.
Yeah.
Really, pretty much the same.
No, so if
because they mold it directly from the pussy, from the vulva.
Yeah. My ex-partner, Julie Ashton, she was one of the first, way back in the days, to do a butt mold and the pussy mold and everything for Doc Johnson. Literally was one of the first girls to do anything like that. And we still make money off of that thing. Seriously, it's been 20 years, and we still get a quarterly check from Doc Johnson from selling this. And I'm talking a good amount of money.
Nice.
No, I've never used any of those. I tried a sleeve one time that had... really? Are we having side conversations here on More with Mo?
Oh, seriously? And the phone's
we are in the middle of a show.
Oh, shit.
There we go. Yeah, exactly. Chatty Cathy over there. So I've only ever used... I used one of those sleeves that had nubs in the middle of it. And I was it just didn't do anything for me.
Why didn't it do anything for you?
It just didn't... It was too much work and it was dirty. And I just didn't...
By the way, I kicked dick out. Sorry.
You kicked dick?
Yeah.
So I've been wanting to try a fleshlight and give it a try and see the thing. So now I want your butthole one. That's honestly, I'm so sorry. It sounds perverted.
No, it's fine.
See, we don't know each other.
I want you to want my butthole.
See, that's the thing is we don't know each other, so I feel okay with saying I want this. If Phoenix Marie had one, then I would feel creepy and bad about
it. Yeah, but
myself.
You'd feel scared because if you told Phoenix that you wanted her butthole...
Mm. Oh, no, she knows I want her butthole. But
have you ever had her butthole?
I have not. No. I tried getting her mouth hole one time and I found
that... And she slapped
that,
you. No, and then she took your butthole.
I don't have that kind of budget.
Yeah, it'd be awkward. I'm like, we have a mutual friend, and yeah, it would be wait, no, wow. No. That now has become a never.
So what does the inside of your holes feel like in a fleshlight?
I don't know yet. See, we're working on the textures. The textures have not been developed yet. So the outside looks is molded from my vulva, so that looks exactly the same. But the inside, the sleeve, the textures, they're all different for each different porn star, and my texture has not been developed yet.
What do you want to be?
Do they make them any flavors?
No, I think you could add flavored lube.
Chocolate, strawberries.
I'm talking about the pussy.
I would be all vanilla. I don't know.
Okay, so what do you want the inside of you to feel like?
I want it to feel good. I'd like it to feel realistic, or you know, even better than realistic would be great.
Like cash, like money.
I'd assume if I was to have one, I'd want it to be super, a ball, because then it's like. You're going in and it's kind of pushing back all those balls. So when you pull it back out, it's still grabbing the dick. Mm-hmm. Especially if you have a foreskin, you feel really good because it's pushing the foreskin back while it goes in, and then also
and then pulling
it back.
It. Yeah.
Okay, so I've seen it, and I've seen all the different textures. And again, I've not tried this, and I should give this a try.
I did a thing for a fleshlight. Maybe I'll contact them, see if they can send us some.
What I was gonna say is because you have to clean this too, correct?
Yes.
That's the bowl of shame.
Sorry. No, that's what I was gonna say. Is as you go through, you're jerking off. You're feeling good about yourself. You come in this thing, and then you have to sadly go and wash it out.
Well, when you masturbate with your hand, you know the cum doesn't just disappear into the air.
No,
you
it disappears into
mine
a paper towel.
Sparkles. It just kind of goes everywhere.
Or if you're the right type of guy, you just swallow it down yourself.
Ooh, I knew. There's disgusting.
Yeah, no. Not gonna
you're grossing it. The two guys here are like,
yeah, I've seen guys that have done that, and it is the foul. Listen, girls always finger themselves and then go, oh my God, I taste so amazing, and do that whole show. Dudes should not do that. I have never tasted mine. I will not taste mine. I have noticed.
If your diet is
good,
but
you got
though,
some of yours in your eye at least once.
If your diet
no,
is
I,
good,
I
your
don't
cum
shoot
should
that
taste
far.
Good.
I don't shoot that far. No, I'm not a dribbler. I'm a volume kind of guy. A lot comes out, but it doesn't go very far unless I'm very excited. Then it will make it all the way almost to the boobs.
Rub that prostate, right?
Oh, my God. Okay, so...
But the outside texture is so soft. It's amazing. So I don't know what the inside texture is going to be yet, but just the actual skin that they use, it's... Oh, my God. It turns me on fingering it.
It's made from real skin.
No.
Third world countries, they cut out parts of, you know,
human bodies.
Human bodies. Yeah. You can sell a kidney, or you can sell a circle about that big around that goes over a fleshlight.
When is Fleshlight announcing all
this? I'm so sorry,
Fleshlight.
They've announced that I'm the next Fleshlight girl, and they're hoping to have it released before Christmas. So you guys have a triple Xmas.
Is there any conventions between now and then that you'll be at promoting this?
I think the next one will actually be AE. So yeah,
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Vegas or something.
Yeah.
I agree.
So now, obviously, there's going to be guys coming up to you now, and I'm sure there's a lot of girls that have had these products, but there's guys going to be coming up to you now that have now basically fucked your fake vagina, and they're obviously going to have this fantasy of you, and they're going to think that they've had a more intimate experience with you than just jerking off to you in a thing. How are you? If some creepy guy comes up to you and goes, "Yeah." And gives you that look. How do you react to this?
Well, you know, the funny thing is that most people that I meet at conventions, most fans are not creepy at all. Like, there's this kind of... No, it's true. There's this myth about this creepy fan that guys who watch porn or, you know, somehow...
What about the guys who create porn?
Oh, they're...
Yeah,
they're really creepy.
We're fucking nuts.
No, seriously. They're really sweet people.
That's the creepiest ones of all.
Well, they're the
kinkiest. You don't think they're creepy. They come up all
kinky.
Night.
No, Alex has plenty of friends. Ones. And over the past couple of years, I've gotten used to, she has the people that, you know, jerk off to her. She has the fans, and then she has the super fans, the guys that like to be, you know, more involved. Like, they like to know the personal stuff about life. They want to know, oh, she did cook dinner. I'm hot on her because she cooks. You know, whatever. And they like that personal thing as opposed to just, oh, she's hot, I want to fuck her.
Yeah.
So you're going to have guys that are more into that thing. Not pervy, not like going, hey.
So this is your way to fuck fans, but without really fucking.
Exactly. So now you have
the safe way.
But it's the cheap way. You could do it an expensive way.
So does it
really
make
some money?
Does it turn you on that guys are going out and purchasing this product specifically because it's you? Not just jerking off to you on camera, but jerking off with you.
Yes, I like that. I like that because then they can watch my movies and actually have my pussy around their cock as they're watching it.
Okay, here's the scenario.
Mm-hmm.
A few months from now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching you on MFC, My Free Cams, for all you people who don't know.
We do have our chats on My Free Cams.
Every once in a while, I kind of, you know, get on. And
oh, my God. Speaking of creepy
fans. I annoy her, and I'll be like, hey, what are you doing?
It's true. He comes into my public shows and says, hello.
And then everybody's like, what the hell is that?
Hello.
But what happens, what if some guy is like going, yeah, I'm fucking you with your...
Well, he better turn his webcam on because I want to see it.
Really?
Yeah, I want to see him using
does
my vagina.
Does that really turn you on?
What?
Do you really watch
the
guy?
I love doing cam to cam.
Okay.
It's so boring when they don't turn their cam on.
Do you
unless they're really good communicators. Then it's fine.
On.
Yeah.
You like the idea of watching a man stroke his dick?
Fuck yes.
What is wrong with you? No, hold on. I need to take this. Do you like hot dudes doing it, or do you want to see my fat ass over there trying to jerk off? I mean, honestly.
Look, it's the same thing that I talk about when I pick male or female talent for porn. I'm all about passion and chemistry. Mm-hmm. So if it doesn't matter what the person looks like, if the person is cool, I want to see it. I want to see them. I want to see them getting off.
Okay. Nope. Never.
Okay.
Nope. Oh, not. Don't want to see any dicks. Oh no. They tried to like put that shit on the last
now
time I did like
scared.
One of those, and they're like the guys jerking their dicks. One guy put a pencil in his butt though to make me smile, so I'm okay with that part. It was the only one I was looking at. I was like, wait, where's that fucker? I need, literally pencil in his asshole while he's jerking off. I was like, all right, but he took it out, so I was a little disappointed.
I usually use a Sharpie.
It's so strange.
It's softer. You don't have to worry about it breaking off in your butt, huh?
Exactly.
It's so strange that you're in this industry and you don't want to see guys jerking off. Like, what do you think they're doing to you like when they watch your movies?
Angela, as we both know, I'm about the moment that I'm having fun with whoever I'm having fun with. And once that's done, that's great that someone uses it to enjoy themselves, enjoy their partners, and go further in their experimental whatever. I don't want to see it.
I think it's because of your fear of small dicks. I think that's it.
No.
She has it is crazy. She's so scared of small penis. Ask her.
Is it because you have a gaping butthole?
As she says this, I'm like crossing my legs, getting tighter and tighter. Really?
You know, I did a couple cam shows with Alex where we could see, like, I'm holding the webcam, she's blowing me, and then I have to be able to see the screen, and it's like Skype or whatever, so I need to be able to see the screen so that I can see where I'm shooting. So it's her blowing me here and some dude that's jerking off. And I'm sitting there and I'm watching and I'm like, okay, this is weird and uncomfortable. And all of a sudden, it's like 90 seconds into it, I look over and I say, honey, I think we're done. And she goes, She goes, why? And I was like, look, and the guy's gone. And I was like, he just came. And it was literally, he'd paid for a half hour. And we're talking a total of 3 minutes on camera. And I was like, well, do I get a finish now?
But that's like,
no, we're done. we'll wait till the next show. So now I guess I'm gonna have to try this one of these fleshlights out. And I know all the
we're
other
We're gonna
girls.
Try Angela's, and then we'll do a whole show about Angela's fleshlight.
And I'll finger it, and then I'll tell you guys what I think of it, too. It'll be us against,
Okay, hold on.
And we'll do a whole show, and then we'll have her Skyping in, and we'll tell her what it was all about. And everybody, we'll share your pussy with everybody we
and
know.
And my butthole, please.
No, hold on. I do.
I get it first. I do not want your guys to come in that shit. No.
I actually do have an actual question, Mr. Avery. Yes. And it's not because we know I love talking about my dick and, like, bragging, whatever. But is there a size thing with this? Because you were talking about your fear of small dicks, so obviously it's got to be small enough for some guy that's not hot dog down a hallway.
It stretches.
Versus okay,
it stretches and it's long. I think it's 9 inches. I think it can be for 9 inches.
I'm sorry, Mendigo can't use your toy.
No, and that's what I was wondering.
Lex can't either.
Maybe I mean the cap at the bottom screws off, so maybe they can just
yeah, but
keep
they're gonna jerk off
but
all what over about, the keyboard again. That's no good.
Hold on, but what about the thickness aspect of it? It's not about length sometimes. I'm just saying.
It does. Yeah, it stretches.
It's really,
it
really stretch, tight, just like point. Hers really is.
Okay. Well, I'm definitely.
That's not what I heard.
I love you.
That's not what you said yesterday.
Well, she stretched it out yesterday.
Yesterday, she's saying that. She says, except you need to park your car, I got a garage.
Oh, my God. So, okay. Well, I'm going to definitely have to give Fleshlight a call about this, and I'll run a test. Mm-hmm. You know, because they know how much power I wield and how much sway I have with average guys. So, again, it's coming out sometime before the new year.
That is the plan.
That is the plan.
Time for Christmas. So it's going to be good. Triple Xmas.
Triple Xmas. That sounds almost like that's a plant right there. It sounds like she's been working on that. Buy it for Triple Xmas. So where can we find you on the interwebs?
AngelaWhite.com.
That's it?
Pretty much.
What about social media? Do you Twitter?
Oh, yeah. Twitter.com/AngelaWhite. Yeah. Instagram, Angela White Triple X.
Oh, my favorite part of the show. FetLife?
No, I'm not on FetLife.
MySpace?
Oh, gosh.
Friendster?
I closed down my MySpace. It was just Angela Triple X, but no, I no longer have a MySpace.
Friendster?
No, I don't have Friendster.
Classmates.com?
What? No.
Find your local bear?
Look, that profile's private. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming down,
thank
being
you.
A part of More with Mo. My name is Mo Reese. You can find me on Twitter at Mo Triple X or Mox, as some people like to call me. You can also check out my blog, theaveragemo.com, where you can see all sorts of photos, videos. Wow, you fucking dick. Photos, videos, things that I randomly write, and this show. Check it out. Thanks for listening.